Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, this is Chuck Landington, and you're about to hear an all-new Metal Injection livecast. I'm so glad the debt crisis is over. Now we can all get back to the important issues, like whether Shlomo is allowed to jerk off on Saturdays. Here's the show.
What?
I want to know.
I don't, that's
curious.
That's tough.
Do Jews in general jerk? I don't think they're allowed to jerk off, period.
Does that count as work?
Yeah, that's my question. Hopefully Shlomo could call in and tell us.
Well, that's something they're like generally not allowed to do at all, I think.
Yeah, I feel it's a sin, isn't it, to
I don't know. I don't know if it is in Judaism.
Mm.
Does God even watch when they're in the bedroom, though, when they're alone?
Maybe if he does it through a sheet, it's okay.
Of course.
Oh, well, there we go. Now we have our answer.
Oh, glad he called in. Yeah. Goodbye, Shlomo.
I wonder what they use to clean it up. Do they use their tzitzes?
Oh, boy.
Well, it's
oh,
good
boy.
That we're talking about this, because later on in the show, we have a brand new song parody.
Sweeping the Nation.
That's
great,
right.
Great song parody.
Blockbuster, the next number one hit on iTunes.
Taking a song that you've all probably long since given up on, and now you will love it again in a whole new way, a whole new appreciation for this
and
song.
And it's fresh out of the oven, like we just finished it.
Noah did a great job. We did about 3 weeks worth of production in about 17 minutes.
Take that, Bob Rock.
Yeah, it's very Bob Rock-like.
But, that's also because I beat Darren to make sure that he got it right first time.
She
first
belted
take.
Me, left and right. She was like, ga, 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 ba, ga, 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 ga,
ba, chaka, ba, ga,
chaka, ba, ba.
Don't give it away.
No, that was just my Bob Rock impression.
Oh.
So anyway, that song deals with some very
dewy
issues.
That should be a fun time. And welcome everyone to Livecast.
Yeah.
We didn't really even just, we just got into jerking off.
Hi.
We didn't introduce ourselves.
By the way, Jewy Issues, I think, should be the episode title.
Jewy Issues.
Yeah, we have a good show.
Hi, Rob.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's going on?
Rob's back.
Week.
It's the triumphant return of Rob.
Of course, it's all about Rob, isn't it?
It is. That's exactly what the show's about. I was actually going to bring this up. I'm going to change the name of the show to the Metal Injection Robcast.
I'm fine with that.
How about
I hope
live,
you guys are right.
Live Robcast, because it's live.
Or the Robble in Robtion Robcast, maybe?
Not enough Rob in that.
Mm.
How about the
Rob-Rob-Rob-Rob-Rob-Rob-Rob-Rob-Rob-Rob-Rob-Cast?
No, no,
just the Rob-Rob-Rob-Rob-Rob.
The Rob-Rob-Rob.
You know what? I like this a lot. What do you guys think? Give us a call. Our number is 646-929-1357. And this is fun. I haven't done a live cast in 2 weeks. I've had
Are you
crazy
right?
withdrawal. I was like cast sick.
Did you miss us?
No.
We haven't really hung out.
No.
He just loves the sound of his own voice.
Just like I like hearing myself in my headphones as I'm talking. I try to tune the rest of you out.
Oh, okay.
This is a little behind the scenes.
That would be cool if there was a way, like, you know, in like old analog albums, you could, like, depending on what channel you listen to, you could hear either just the drum and bass or the vocals and guitar. If there was a way to, like, download just specific tracks of the live cast, where, like, I just want to hear Darren and Noah tonight. I don't want to hear anybody else. So we could have all the different combinations. We all have different mics, so we all go into different channels, right? Is there a way to do that?
Sure. So what do I do? I just mute. Well, Sean's microphone is already muted. That's why he's so quiet.
Well, no.
That's on our end.
Offer the option to download whoever in particular, whatever combination you want.
Send them layered files. That would be a pretty big file, though, because you'd have to send, like, an uncompressed.
It would be
hilarious. I can just record it on different channels, but we would need, like, a different computer and probably Pro Tools.
We can barely get the show turned on by Neofire.
I'm just curious, like, to see the waveforms and to see who talks, like, what percentage of the show.
Really,
so if you could break it up.
You're really confused by that?
Yeah,
I'm not confused.
Seriously.
Yeah.
The answer is clearly Sean, because he has to chime in every 3 seconds.
Sean's been quiet. See? You're wrong, Rob. You're wrong.
He's proven me wrong. Yes. We'll see about that. We'll see about that.
Oh, it's awfully quiet in here today.
I'm waiting for Sean.
What's going on here?
Okay.
So what did you do, Rob, since the show is all about you? Why haven't you been here in the last 2 weeks?
Why is the show all about me? I don't know. I mean, I know obviously I'm the most entertaining person here.
Well, because this is your homecoming show.
Yes, this is my homecoming show.
Where's your tiara?
Yeah, thank you. Where is it?
And your sachet? Satchel?
Satchel?
It's okay, guys.
It would be
she's an immigrant. It's cool.
She got it on the third try. She got
satchel.
Satchel?
Satchel?
Where's my man purse? Is that what you're asking?
Your merce. The merce.
He could have a sachet, though. That would be like a little corsage type thing, right?
Oh, that's what I meant.
Well, no, it's not. But I'm trying to cover up what I'm saying.
No input, Sean? No input. No,
Sean
no,
is just going to keep mum.
No clever chime in. Interesting. This is a new frontier for the live cast. Once again, our number is 646-929-1357. I was at the Mayhem Fest last week. That's where I called in from.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
We talked about it on the show. Were you here?
Did you listen to last week's show?
Yeah, I did.
What did you think?
There wasn't enough me in it. Yeah, exactly. That was my first thing.
But we were discussing your penis size.
Yeah, that I did hear that part. That was...
Is that awkward for you?
That was a little awkward. Slightly awkward.
Yeah.
Well, Rob,
but
has,
not really
Rob has addressed it on our show before and saying that he had an average size.
You guys clearly don't listen to the show because we've talked about my dick before.
I just like talking about your dick.
Well, it's not a surprise.
After all these years, when you had a crush on her, she wasn't interested. Now she wants your cat.
It's because I've already made it clear that I'm over it. That's why.
Yeah,
that's
I'm
why
a typical
she's like,
girl, Darren. That's how we work.
That's why she's into it.
Yeah.
Right, Sean?
I know.
Oh, that was a good Rob impersonation.
We'll just fem it up, though. That wasn't fem enough, Sean.
Okay, come on,
I over it.
We'll just have Robot Rob be the Sean seat today.
Over it.
Over it.
Okay.
Over it.
That one's my favorite.
I can listen to myself all day, you guys.
I'm over it.
Oh.
Well, he's over it in many ways.
I guess I'm over it.
That's the manly Rob.
That's like, no, guys, seriously. I'm over it.
Not playing. So weren't there a bunch of dopey fan pics from the...
The crowd at the Mayhem Fest was really interesting. It's like no other crowd that I usually see at shows.
What about... The Ozfest crowd. Was it like the Ozfest crowd?
It's definitely the same crowd. I mean, because it's also, I don't go to Disturb shows anymore. And Godsmack shows.
Yeah.
So, like, those, there were people that were there just to see Disturbed and Godsmack. You know?
I can't believe that's true.
Believe it.
Didn't you have a Twitter exchange with the singer of Disturbed?
I did.
What was that all about?
Can you talk about it?
I can't. It was a public exchange. It's cool, Sean.
They just exchanged librette piercings.
So I just got my librette pierced. I got it at Mayhem Fest. There was a piercing station.
Is it?
Yeah, I think it's Labrée.
No.
Labrée?
I've heard librette.
Isn't that the singer of Dream Theater?
James Labrée.
I saw someone link to his Twitter or like retweet something he wrote, and it was in all caps, and I'm just like, why is he yelling? Let me check his Twitter. And then all of his tweets are in caps. So I tweeted about that. That I'm like, today I learned that David Draymond only types with the caps lock.
Do you actually know what his name is?
That's his Twitter handle. But yes, I do know what his name is.
Rob used to have like 8 Disturbed posters.
I thought you were going to say 8 Disturbed tattoos before actually, I got them removed. Just the logo in 8 different spots.
Before each tweet, it says, wah!
But no, it's funny. I was like, today alert, he types with the caps lock on. And then I'm like, stop yelling at me, brah. And then he responds in caps lock. He responds never.
Oh, wow.
So you had a little back and forth going on.
Yeah,
but there was you could pretty much
say we're friends now.
Wow.
I feel
what's
like
the better response.
Well, a fan responded to both of us. Clearly a Metal Injection fan and not a Disturbed fan.
But then why was he following Dave?
He wasn't. I retweeted
when
David Dreidel wrote Never.
Wait, his name's Dreidel?
No, it's Draymond.
Oh. I thought
David Dreidel. Hold on, I'm trying to find it.
All right, we're waiting.
Yeah, but anyway, he just called them Disturbed. So that was
Disturbed.
Yeah, that was the best.
And did David Dreidel respond to that?
You don't care.
Yeah, no. He was too bad. He was too busy laying on his bed of millions of dollars to care.
So what's the Disturbed crowd basically like?
Okay, so
you guys with tribal tattoos?
There was Jersey Trash, but there was also like pseudo goth kids,
remember all those kids who like Marilyn Manson and Korn?
Yeah, exactly. People dressed like that.
Fat
but
girls at
Saw. Also, lots of disturbed shirts. Oh, lots of them. Like it was totally fine to wear shirts of a band you're going to see.
The girl I used to date when we did our Brooklyn College radio show used to be the girl that watched Nightmare on Nightmare Before Christmas
too much.
100,000 times.
She had the black and white striped stockings and the dolls hanging from her backpack.
She could pretty much recite the whole movie.
You remember her, right?
Yeah, yeah.
She wasn't fat, though. She had enormous tits, but she was like a big
nice?
Was she a trinny?
To me, big nice. You might like skinnier girls, but she wasn't gross, though.
Was she a trinny?
No, she was Dominican and French.
Oh.
But, like, she was like a white girl.
She have a nice booty?
Did she get down with the sickness?
Decent.
That's why you broke up with her.
She was mentally insane. We worked together, and it made things worse.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Do you find that girls who have huge tits kind of have a flat ass? Like, it's really hard to find both on a girl?
Go on natural.
When you find both on the girl, they're usually fat.
Yeah, not like obese fat, where it's just pieces of lard.
Well, it's partly why I like black girls, because they all have a built-in fat ass, no matter what their breast situation is.
We were talking about this earlier before the show. What was your theory, Darren?
Wait, what?
About black girls that even if they're skinny, they have big asses.
No, I feel that not just black girls, but anyone that's in that urban setting. Like, I feel like if you eat a lot of McDonald's, like they put hormones in the meat to make the cows, not in the meat, they feed the cows hormones so that they're more fatty and they produce and accelerates their growth so that it's less time before the cow reaches puberty, right? So that they can get the growth faster. So
does the cow have large tits and a big
ass? Yeah, well, it affects cows differently than humans, obviously. But
huge nips.
When people eat the meat, they're ingesting those same hormones.
Right.
Like 12-year-old girls that eat McDonald's a lot, their breasts grow faster and so on.
That's why they say that young girls now are progressing in the department a lot faster.
Who says that?
Scary.
Science.
Nobody says it to know.
I went to KFC
more McDonald's.
I stopped eating McDonald's in the third grade. That's the last time I had a McDonald's cheeseburger.
That's why they stopped.
But my ass grew.
Her ass is a nice size for her.
Her ass is down with the sickness.
I don't think your breasts are small, though. They're not, like, tiny at all.
No.
But they could have been bigger had I eaten McDonald's.
Just get the implants already. Just do it.
I'm trying.
You're terrible, Darren.
What? She wants it. I'm not terrible.
You're a pusher.
No, I'm not. If Noah said to – Noah's my very good friend, and if she said to me, I'm perfectly happy with the size of my breasts, I would say don't get implants. But because you want it, it will make you feel better, I support you.
So you're just going to support anything she wants?
Yes.
If she wants to jump off a bridge, you'd be like, sure, let's go, I'll push
but
you.
But Noah wants to do hair on. Would you be getting her syringes?
Was she going
to
blow a bird by the seaside? No, I. If, all right. So that you make an example of something I feel I would step in and contradict
her.
But in this case, I don't think there's anything wrong with
it. Yeah, but you're not going to stop her if she wants to do it.
Well, I'm not
going to
jump
in front
of the fucking scalpel.
I think that it would
you
make her
feel
better.
You don't care about me, Sid.
I know.
I love you, Noah. It's okay. I think it would be something that would make you happier. Therefore, it's a good thing.
Okay. I'll take it.
And I want to touch them when it. Because they're not really yours anyway, so it's not like...
See, he's got an ulterior motive.
No, I don't. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
About
well,
which part?
They're going to be... Yeah. If I do get them, they're going to be so large, like
nice.
You won't even fit into the room without touching
problem.
Them.
What size would you get?
Double like, D, right?
Tremendous, I told you.
Tremendous.
Whatever size, tremendous.
Size, tremendous.
Size T.
Yeah.
For
no.
Tremendous.
Right. Like huge.
Honestly, Morbid Toaster says Jenny size.
H? Would
larger
you H?
Than Jenny.
Oh,
really?
Jesus Christ.
Like,
do you realize the back problem?
Yeah.
I just want to be two
you walk
tits.
Around in a fucking wheelbarrow.
Two tits and
as
feet.
As long as when you get them, they look attractive.
Like
you
those
get too big,
things.
And then you just look like a mess.
I would yeah. take Sid's side in that. If you were going to go like H, I would say I would recommend you don't do that. I think that's too much.
Wow. See?
I can always get a breast reduction.
It's
but then all you do
surgery.
Is you're spending all your time in an operating room.
And you're just like fucking with your skin. Like you're...
The only people seeing your tits are going
to
be nurses.
I don't even think there's like enough skin on my torso
yeah.
To cover
they
it.
Take it from
tremendous.
Your butt. Take
yeah,
it from your ass.
No.
Or your nose. Take
no,
it from your
I'm not touching my ass. My ass is perfect.
Take some from Rob's ass.
Oh, yeah, I got
would
plenty.
You donate any?
Would you?
I'll donate some of my
sure.
excess fat.
But
sure.
we would have to wax it first because I don't want any of that hair.
They go under the skin. What do you think?
Look, I'm willing to wax if you're willing to pay for the lipo.
But his skin would still have the pores on it, so hair would grow.
Yeah, exactly.
The normal. So one shave
oh, yeah,
wouldn't do it.
Well, a wax, maybe. So we'll rip it from the root.
I'll just, like, dip myself in acid just so, like, all my hair burns off.
So nice.
Just
sure.
for you.
For me, you're a great
just
friend.
Why wouldn't you just wait till they took the skin off to do that so you don't feel it?
not as heroic.
Oh, all right.
But I feel like Rob's ass is kind of small.
Well, who cares? You're just covering your skin with it. It doesn't matter if it's
on what basis?
It's, like, a little bit flat.
How do you know what
it
Rob's...
It definitely is not flat. I have a gorgeous behind.
Can I ask you, how do you know what his ass looks like? He always wears, like, baggy clothes.
Yeah, so I always see his ass crack when he bends over
his
to pick up his laptop.
Crack, though, is not
that's
ass.
My crack. That's not where
I
the meat
the
is.
I can see the cheeks.
Well,
stick out.
Depends what
and
night of the
also
week, right,
see
Rob?
The outline. The profile of his ass.
Are you doing, like, radio shtick, or would you really get, like, H cup? I mean, you're joking, right?
Do
you really
partially?
Get, like, a double D, probably?
Because it would look really funny.
Probably huge.
Double D would be huge
sure.
on you, I think.
Maybe triple D.
Because Jenny's Stop like it. Real way taller than you. Like she looks, it looks good on her. It doesn't. It would look silly, I think.
Yeah.
As long as they stay up, perky.
Well, yeah.
Once they start to sink,
mm-hmm.
throw
right.
the trash.
Well, they're fake. Of course, they'll be perky.
Well, it's
not true.
No. Your skin will still
yeah.
stretch as you get older.
I've seen. This, so yeah. a lot of times, what happens is the top portion of the breast.
Yeah, it breaks away.
Yeah, yeah. It's still. It'll be up here, and then the gravity will just yank the implants down.
It's almost like your boobs are Pangea.
So yeah. then I'll get a breast lift.
So then one breast is South America, another one's Antarctica.
Just kinda...
No, but what you know what happens? They get the bowling ball thing going on, like because you
yeah,
know how women's
golden.
Yeah their breasts sag down when they're old, but then you have these things inside, so they're just staying down, but they're like boulders by your knees.
It's like when you hold a fucking water balloon by the butthole at the top, and
yeah.
you like stretches
yeah.
out, and the water's in the bottom.
That'd be great. Then I can just, like, knock people around with them. I'll just, you know.
But then they'll rupture.
You could do that.
I thought you were going to say you could go bowling without
yeah,
needing a ball.
Yeah, that's true.
You can get a nice case for your breasts to carry your breasts around.
I could just use them as, like, medicine balls.
Mm.
Do workouts.
But I do think you should definitely
push-ups.
Get them.
Okay.
Awesome.
I feel like Darren has an all... Like, do you work... For like a plastic surgeon or
you
something.
Got, are
Darren
you sponsored?
Okay, what's your angle here,
you
man?
Got my angle is no angle. I she's a good friend of mine, and I think it'll make her happier. She's not happy.
No, do you think you're a good friend of Darren?
I don't think it'll make her happier. All those strippers look really sad to me.
Well,
I'm
because
not
of
get
their
strippers.
Job.
It's fake boobs.
That's not because of the breasts. That's because
yeah, we already talked about this. You know, when you get fake tits, that instantly everything in your life exponentially goes up in the positive. You
yeah.
get better jobs. You get better. Like everyone helps you on the street. Everyone mm-hmm. like everyone's checking you out, being nice to you, buying you your drinks. Everything
See, think,
is better. Now.
I think Noah already experiences that. Like
yeah.
just because she's so pretty, though.
She's just greedy.
I just think this will help
but
her.
But
state
all
of mind.
Girls that get the tits, you know, like I think it's it exponentially makes your life better.
I don't know of many prominent females in radio with breast implants.
Well, because, you know, most of them have
Robin
faces for radio.
Does she doesn't have. She had reduction.
I don't know. Jose Mangan.
I don't know.
I don't know. The only person
I know
on radio.
A lot of girls.
He's got enthusiasm implants is what he has. That's about it.
I don't know many women in radio. Let's put that out there.
Well, see, so she's already winning. She doesn't need the implants.
Metal Sinaz. How did she
get Well, she got implants.
Yeah, see?
And where is she now?
She's an H.
Making tons of money.
On a corner somewhere.
Without
making tons of money.
Yeah, making tons of money.
Alex Skolnick should get implants.
Oh, my God.
That'll help his career.
You mean hair plugs?
That, too.
Why? He has plenty of hair. I think he has, like, too much hair.
Well, it's probably plugs. Oh. At this point, that's my point.
Maybe.
Point.
Wow.
I said point a lot.
Anyway, I wish you luck in your breast endeavors.
Thanks, Darren.
My
Thanks
pleasure.
For your support.
Breast wishes. Good luck.
Good one, Sean.
Thanks.
Good one.
That was it. That's all I had to
say. What else?
What did you guys do this week? I didn't do shit.
I'm going to Atlantic City tomorrow.
Uh-oh. Is it going to be like The Hangover?
No, I've been going every 2 weeks, basically.
Every 2 weeks now?
Do you ever go to Bare Exposure?
No, I don't go to strip clubs.
Oh, come on.
Do they give you, like, a free room now?
You don't like implants, but you go to strip clubs.
Well, that's why I like that one, because the time I went with Lonnie and another one of our friends, the best-looking strippers didn't have implants. They just had natural big boobs.
Oh.
It was awesome.
I just don't like – I mean, yeah, I love looking at women, but I feel like – it's just a cock tease. Like, what's going to happen? I can't jerk off there. I can't. I'm not going to have sex with them.
You can try.
Just walking
separate,
through
it's
fucking,
a different thing.
Walking through Times Square on a hot summer day, you see a hotter chick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why?
And
but they're dressed.
With, like, in sundresses with
the
tits falling out and all that.
They're not
shit,
putting their pussies in your face.
There are too many tits in Times Square, that's all I'm saying.
Maybe you should start, like, a protest.
Go out there with a sign.
Like, put your tits away. It's children. I got children.
Does it bother you that there are too many tits in Times Square?
No, I'm just saying I think it's you see more hot chicks walking through Times Square than you do at some strip clubs. So why not just fucking
save
your money and walk
through? All right, Darren, go to Times Square, take out your wallet, and wave it around at all the chicks.
But the whole point of that is you don't have to pay. You just get to look at them the same.
Well, don't give them the money. Just wave it in front of them.
No, there's tables and chairs in Times Square. You can sit there all day now and just watch fucking tourists with tits hanging out just walking by.
What do you think of that? I think it sucks.
I think it sucks
more traffic everywhere else.
I have to walk through that every day from my house to work.
I think it's great, though, because you can actually walk through Times Square now, though.
Yeah, but you can't because it's more clogged with people. Like, it's more pedestrian traffic.
I don't know.
Well,
I see what you're saying. But there's more place to walk, though, too.
I had to walk back and forth there for work every day, and it was the most obnoxious thing. Like, people with umbrellas looking around, they stop right in front of you, you know.
No, you worked when they put the tables out and stuff?
No. I'm saying. I'm saying it's probably 100 times worse.
I feel it's the same amount of foot traffic, just more space.
Maybe you're right. I don't know. When I went there, it was terrible.
I don't know. When I went, it's been slightly better.
I feel like it's just, there's more space, but still, because there's those tables and shit there, it's attracted more people. And just like even in the mornings, at like fucking 9:30 in the morning, it's just solid sea of people all just hanging out.
I hate Times Square.
Me too. And I've had to work in it for the past 5 fucking years.
Oh, poor you.
Yeah.
No, yes, poor me.
And you live like 2 blocks away.
Yeah.
Oh,
2.5 blocks away.
So sad.
Hear that? Hear that, listeners? Sean lives 2 blocks away. So
yeah, I live.
Your favorite anti-authority kid.
I live on 46th and 9th in Manhattan.
Go to 46th and 9th and look for
in
Sean.
Hell Kitchen.
Hell Kitchen.
The Kitchen of Hell. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
The Kitchen of Hell.
Yes. Do we have any New York City Manhattan listeners live?
Yeah, of course.
No, live.
Shankletown. Had your date with him yet?
Not yet.
Still waiting on that.
Just set it up. Why don't we do that? Shankletown. If you're listening, let's do our date within the next week or two.
Yeah.
Seriously.
You guys don't have each other's Facebooks. You got to do this over the air.
You should ask her to come.
No, I don't think I'm. Am I friends with him on Facebook? I don't think so.
Uh oh, Shankletown. What's that about?
Yeah.
He wants to make it happen. And you still, do you guys work in the same building? Or?
No, I don't think he works in the same building. Does he work in my building? Shankletown?
He said he works for MTV.
Why does no one know?
Noah was the one that brought up that he worked at MTV.
But he works at MTV. I don't know. Exactly
he writes for some show that I don't know if it even exists anymore.
Oh.
Shankletown in the chat.
It's a remote
library.
Shankletown, why don't you just call in and tell us where you work?
We can make this date right now. Maybe you could guys can meet for lunch tomorrow.
The Shankletown, right, work for remote control.
Oh, imagine.
Well, look,
with
Sid,
Ken Ober.
It's
a blog now.
Sid and I don't work that far away from Sean, so how about
all of us will
meet Shankletown?
Maybe I don't want to.
Shankletown will be the most hated listener among all the other listeners that we've gotten at lunch.
We can go to like Times Square to like all of the tourist traps and take pictures together, and then we can post it.
Go sit at one of those.
He says he's on Hudson Street now, and that's way down
downtown from us. No, that's down like Spike TV's there and all that kind of bullshit. It's down in the West Village.
By the way, Hollywood Hogan said Shankletown is Sway's fluffer.
Oh, that's his job.
Sway is that my job now?
Yeah.
I saw him today.
Oh, you like him? He's hot.
He said hello to my sister and I today.
Oh, by the way, Noah's sister is here.
She's watching South Park.
In the studio. She's, we just mentioned you.
Okay. You're famous.
I took her to work with me today.
That's nice. What was that like?
She's on Doghouse Diaries.
Take your
right
sister to work day.
Oh. Did your sister get harassed? It's serious?
No.
Oh, okay.
Just Sway said hello to her. That's
it
all.
Is Whip Him Out Wednesday.
No, it's not. Oh, look at that. We have a caller.
It is Wednesday.
Pretty take them.
Sure. 314.
Hello.
Hi. What's your name?
Hey, it's Shankletown.
Excellent.
Shankletown, who do you work for?
Well, right now, I'm not working for anybody because I am a freelance comedy writer, but I have worked for the past year.
Have you sent in your resume to the Metal Injection Livecast? We're always looking for free submissions.
All right, I'll send my resume in.
At the very least, we'll read your resume on the air and laugh at it, which is something. I mean,
right. Apparently everybody else is also.
Wait, so do you need a job right now?
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking of working at the deli counter at Christie's because the guy can't cut a boar's head turkey for shit. But other than that, I'm looking for a gig.
The UCB Theater, so you could...
They're all over the city.
Oh, well, there's one there, so he could...
Chain.
They also carry 100-count flavor ice, and that's why I love that.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing like purple water. Delish
with sugar.
I'm not even kidding. I do like it.
Iced purple water.
Yeah, fucking right.
Mm-hmm.
Not iced for long, motherfucker.
No, but Shankletown, if you need a job, hit me up. We're actually looking for you.
Sean and I have a mutual friend, actually.
We know. We've discussed this.
Hold on. You guys have friends?
Yeah.
I have one friend, actually. Yeah, Sean.
Is it D-Bag? I bet it's D-Bag.
Don't start with a D.
Is it gay Brett?
Is it gay Larry?
Gay Larry.
All of his friends are gay blank.
Is it Sean's dad?
Yes, actually Sean's dad, and I went to Red Robin once.
Yeah, see? That's my dad's favorite restaurant.
He bought me a hamburger.
This is like the Monster.com live cast.
Yeah. Sean, are you jealous?
Of going out to eat with my dad?
No, that Shankletown, that your dad bought Shankletown burger.
I went
out to Sean's dad can put down one of the fucking Bloomin' Onions.
He can. Oh. No, he really can. By
I
want to
see that.
I believe
found it. It's true.
No, I'm serious. We went to Outback Steakhouse last week, and that guy was all over that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Did he pay for you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had to put out a little bit, but other than that.
No, Shankletown and I have a mutual friend named Doug that I went to high school with.
D-U-G? D-Umlaut?
Yeah.
G?
Duke.
You had a Shankletown know him?
He was my roommate for 2 years in college. He's one of my best friends from that school.
All right, Shankletown. Sean is out of the room. What did Doug say about him? You can tell us.
He said he gives great hand jobs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we knew that.
Sometimes they get a little awkward.
Nothing new. Nothing new.
Always.
I think he told me that he used to be in a band called Taint.
Taint? I wish.
I'm pretty sure he was talking about Sean. I don't know. I was really hammered, and we were talking about it. And
I think
for some reason,
shit band I was in called Tetanus, not Taint.
Yeah, Tetanus. Somebody else was in a band called Taint. Never mind.
Sean is in a lot of bands, but we never really hear anything from Sean.
Oh, you can go to my MySpace page. There's some videos of my band called Tetanus.
Really? Yeah. What do they sound like? Charles Bronson?
What's the MySpace?
Thrash it or trash it right now. Let's go.
Oh, how have we never done this before?
I don't know.
Yeah, let's go thrash it or trash it with all of Sean's bands.
Yes, we should. Yeah, that's what I'll do. Next week I'll bring in a bunch of MP3s.
Tetanus?
Yeah.
No,
what was that, your band, Labia Encrusted Macaroni Salad or something?
Delicious.
Way better. That's way better.
I'm hungry.
Labia Encrusted Exoskeleton?
That was the one. Yeah, I want to hear that shit.
Yeah. Well, it's got to wait. Abby's going on tour all
not
September.
Here, man. Is it Tetanus 1 or something?
No, Tetanus doesn't have it. It's my fucking MySpace page.
Do you have any merch? I want like a fanny pack or something.
Yeah. No, I have some shirts with iron-on letters from Michaels, actually.
I will wear one of those shirts in Times Square and take a picture of it if you get me one.
Just Google me. I don't know what the fuck it is.
Well, go to your MySpace page.
Yes. We don't know. Just Google me. Wow.
That's what Doug told Shankletown about Sean.
Just
he
Google
gives
him.
You Google?
Yes.
There you go.
Oh, Chip Barracuda.
Clean Latifah.
Some Goog jobs.
That's racist, Rob. Stop it.
Only because you made it racist.
What?
Oh, my God.
Photos with the ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, this is old.
Wow, you got one where you look like a Hitler youth right there. Look at that.
One?
When don't I?
Yeah,
all right. Especially
right next to one of him looking a friend, probably gay.
Your dad sort of looks like what Bob Mold looks like now.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's very interesting.
Okay, is it Playlist?
Mold.
I don't even know how to use MySpace anymore.
Oh, God. Where is it? This is, what the fuck is this?
Why is Nicki Minaj on your Playlist?
Do you guys have a Friendster page? Because I want to join your Friendster.
I do have a Friendster.
No,
Google
that's
it.
Top song.
Google my
it's
name
not...
in Friendster. You'll find
down.
It.
Scroll down.
No, that's like MySpace suggesting you songs. That's not his songs.
So what are you doing to make ends meet while you're unemployed, Shankletown?
What's that?
What are you doing to pay the bills while you're unemployed?
I've done a lot of things. I helped produce a video that was on live on YouTube's homepage with a guy named Rob Riggle. He used to be on The Daily Show.
Everybody knows Rob Riggle.
Know
come
Rob
on, give us some credit here.
Yeah, give me some cred.
The fucking national treasure.
I've done a little bit of ghostwriting for some people.
Like who?
I don't know, some like fucking random ass comedians that I worked with. I did Shlomo's dry cleaning last week.
Can we reach
that guy wears a lot of white collared shirts, by the way.
Can we reach Sean's MySpace interests?
Yeah, sure, let's do it.
All right, glamorizing violence. Getting older and realizing that the things that made me angry as a kid infuriate me as an adult.
True.
Laying on my bed thinking about how things aren't so cool to me.
The last one's the best one.
Reassessing the power invested in authority.
Yeah. That's true.
Or the authority invested in power.
In all fairness, Sean wrote this for the ladies.
Yeah, he did.
It did give me a lot of snatter.
Can you look at your Earl? Your MySpace Earl is Chet Barracuda.
Yeah, Chet Barracuda is my pen name.
That was your name in the Metal Idol sketch.
Yeah. That is my go-to pen name. That was also my name when I started in the penile possession of Pastor Pete or something like that.
I thought that came about because of that sketch. I didn't know.
No,
me too.
Chet Barracuda had since like high school.
Okay.
It was like my go-to.
This,
this actually is the dude that you see in the picture right here, Bill on the far right. He made this video, and so it's actually the actual song over the top, and it's every time that we played last.
So you were what, the vocalist?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So this isn't us like actually playing. It's
how
just
long
the
ago?
Actual song over a montage.
How long ago was this?
This was 1997.
Oh,
all right, let's do this. Ready?
Does it sound a lot like Gravity Kills?
Good morning, love. This
is
a little tetanus.
It's a hate. We're covering off the first tape for you.
CBS FM.
Oh, look at Sean.
So like, all you're gonna hear is the Hatebreed song, but like see a montage of us playing.
They won't see anything.
Well, no. Like, yeah, I'm talking to
audience.
So all they're gonna hear is Hatebreed. They're not gonna hear Tetanus.
Like, where
but it's like
Tetanus?
Your cover of Hatebreed.
No. This is this is
Hatebreed
when Bill
song.
Made it, it's Hatebreed song with clips of us playing. Shit, because
we're not really gonna hear you.
No.
What
yeah.
the fuck is the point?
I thought there was more videos
than live. Live footage of one band with another band playing. What the fuck?
They couldn't get
Why
the
don't
rights.
You ask Bill Myers? You can go hit him
fuck
up.
Fuck that guy.
When they were still young.
This one's good, too.
What is Sean in, by Radio City? What's that going on? What's happening here?
They're in a leftover crack t-shirt.
Oh, no. Sean's a lot skinnier in there.
Oh, God.
Look at how skinny
don't
Sean
remind
is.
Me.
Sean's dancing like a white person. Work. I don't even know how to describe this in words.
I'm doing the dad dance, the wedding dad dance.
You're doing like a dad dance, and a black guy's walking by, and he goes, you work it, go on, man.
Get up!
Yeah.
Oh,
Yeah.
Must be the music.
We'll definitely post.
Who
this
was
on the
filming
episode.
This, and why was it being filmed?
My buddy Dave
in Chicago when he came and visited.
Okay, now, where can we hear you singing?
Now,
what's
Jagbag?
Yeah, it's not on. This is when we did Jackass before Jackass. We called it 100% shit or Jagbag.
Oh, white
so
people.
It's just gonna, white people in the suburbs doing crazy shit.
Okay, so there's no music.
Yeah.
Is that you?
Every
right
time now, I die. Come on.
No, I'll bring it in next week then.
Okay, that's your homework assignment.
Yep, that's fine.
All right, this is guy showing his ass with a wound on it.
All right.
But anyway, electric dog collar. Nice.
Cool.
So
I think we still have Shankletown.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm here. I'm eating Raisin Bran watching the Yankees game.
What about listening to the live cast?
Oh, I'm doing that too. I'm listening over the phone. Sean's band sounds really good over a cell phone, by the way.
I hope you have really good at multitasking on your resume, Ben.
You have no idea. I'm doing all this while I'm in the shower, actually.
Nice. And taking a dump.
Yep.
In the shower.
In the shower.
So when are you
in the shower?
Let's get this.
Yeah,
let's get
no,
this.
No, no, no.
I
would rather do drinks. I like alcohol better than food.
You can have drinks at lunch.
It's true.
No,
I think
do anyway.
Probably
do anyway.
For his own safety, Shankletown would like to meet you in the daylight.
Maybe you should.
I can
have...
handle myself. I can take a motherfucker down.
Just to make him feel sadder for being unemployed and not working there anymore.
Yeah. We can eat at the lodge, the cafeteria.
You can tour him through all the places he used to be allowed to access to. And
well, he never worked in our building. No. Did you work in 1515 or just down at Hudson?
I was in 1540, which is across the street. Uh-oh. But I always had staff meetings in 1515.
Oh, so you've been there.
See?
So you what,
fucking
you
falafel at the lodge is terrible. Don't eat that.
So you wrote comedy for Logo, is that what you're saying?
No, I'm on Logo.
Oh, okay.
No, I wrote for a show that's on at like 2 in the morning called Silent Library.
Oh,
is that like Breaking Points?
That was also on at 3:30 p.m.
I never understood the concept of that show.
You know who
was
a
Japanese game show.
You know who was on Silent Library? Ike Davis one time.
Really?
Yeah.
He just walks in. I think he just throws a ball at somebody or something. I forgot what he does. He does something dumb.
Yeah, that was a really exciting Wednesday.
Did you write that? Did you write the
no,
Ike Davis throws a ball?
But I stood there while they filmed it and scratched my nuts and said, hey, I'm a Phillies fan, Ike Davis. And he looked at me and wanted to punch me in the neck.
He should have. So what's the funniest thing you wrote for that show? Give us, like, your highlight. If you could pick one thing to brag about
what's
that
on
you
your
contributed
reel?
To that
well,
show.
Well, none of it. If any of it was that funny, I probably wouldn't be unemployed. But the thing that I wrote that was had the biggest viewership. Is viewership a word? Whatever.
Yeah.
It was we had Jimmy Fallon and the Roots on the show, and I wrote a lot of that episode.
They were on Silent Library?
Yeah, see, if more people knew about it, I'd probably be working right now.
Wow. Give us the A line. Like, what was your number one line?
There's no talking. There's no lines. It's like,
so what do you have them do?
Show.
What was
it's
the funniest
game
thing that happened?
It's like there was a thing that I request love from the Roots had to play a harmonica that was stuck inside of a fish. That I wrote and produced the whole segment.
But it sucked.
I know, it sucked, but it was pretty popular. He, like, tweeted about it, and it was on a bunch of different shows and shit. I didn't say it was good. I just said it was my job.
How is there a harmonica? Like, a dead fish or a live fish?
Yeah. No, it's dead fish. So we have, like, an art department that they stuffed this harmonica in the fish. He had to play it, but he started throwing up and gagging over it.
All right. Basically, the premise is
we all watch on TV.
And I mean, I don't know if you saw like the Japanese clips on YouTube, which is based off of, but a bunch of kids in a library, and they can't laugh, or their volume can't get over like a certain decibel in the level, or they like lose money or something. And if
Shankletown,
they can do these crazy...
why didn't you just play the live cast for them?
Yeah,
because nobody would have laughed. We're trying to get people to laugh.
Get this guy off the line.
That's it.
Get him out. You're done. You're never going to work in this town again, boy.
You guys can be celebrity guests, and we do it next season. We're always looking for celebrity guests.
But I thought you were unemployed.
Well, I'm unemployed until the show starts again.
Oh, so they didn't fire you.
No. We finished the season.
I accept for $1 million.
Listen, they need high-quality stuff like harmonicas inside a fish for next season. I gotta bring him
seriously,
back.
Man. That shit paid my rent for a couple months.
If you ask Rob to be the celebrity guest, he'll wear his silver jacket.
We've had much lower level celebrities than Rob on the show. I spent the day with the Octomom. That chick is bad shit.
Get some fingers in there.
She's doing porn, right?
But I think she's more well known than Rob, though.
What?
Just baby tanking.
Oh, well, not that she's better at anything, but she's more
she's
people
better at
know
birthing.
Her
babies, yeah.
More
birthing
people know of her.
Children.
How about instead of that, you get Rob on an episode of My Super Sweet 16?
Oh my God,
that
I would love
would
to be
awesome.
On that show.
How about we get Rob on an episode of Celebrity Fit Club?
No,
it's Celebrity
oh,
Fit
God.
Club.
That's VH1. Come on.
MTV Network. It's all
you get Rob on Rock of Love. He could be like the first one eliminated.
Rob of Love.
Yeah. No, Rob no, no. You'd be one of the. You'd be like
one
a bunch
of
sluts and you. You'd be the ringer.
I dressed as a girl, right? He'll just walk in. And
no,
I
the guy with
like
his record,
but,
Roberta.
But still with the facial hair. Yeah. Just Rob as he is now, except in a wig and like a shitty like pantsuit.
Like a train.
Book it.
Book it.
All right, let's take a music break. Shankletown, thanks for calling in.
I might be at the Summer Slaughter, so maybe if I can get a ticket and actually get somebody to pay for it, I'll be at Summer Slaughter, whenever it is in New York.
There you go. Sean will not be at that.
No.
Also, all right, well, then I'll be there in the corner by myself.
Yeah. Word.
All right, cool.
Bye, Shankletown.
Would you like to
all
go?
Hey, ladies and gentlemen.
See you later.
Shankletown disappears.
For his next season, I heard he's going to take a saxophone and put it inside of a marmoset. That's good. He's going to go over big on Silent Library.
All right, I like it.
You just gave him like such a great idea. Now he's going to
get
a promotion.
I feel like I've peaked. What other musical instruments can I put in?
Gonna jam in a dead animal.
Xylophone.
I got it.
Can't we have the oboe and the dolphin now?
Can we? You want to go to the song before the break?
No. Let's do it when we come back.
Tease it out. All right.
All right, we're going to have
special parody.
A world premiere song parody, possibly.
Not right now.
No, quite probably the most offensive song parody.
I don't think it's worse than the Chris Brown beating up Rihanna song.
Yeah. By far.
Yeah.
But right now we're going to get to a music break. We're going to kick things off with the Acacia Strain with a little bit of angry mob justice.
Right. This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington, reminding you. Sid and Lonnie have nothing to be ashamed of. I once shared a bed on vacation with Optimus Prime, and we leaked WD-40 all over each other. That doesn't make me any less of a man. You're listening to the Metal Injection Live Cast. Mamas, lock up your big booty bitches, because Darren will put a baby in every last one of them. But first, the Metal Injection Live Cast.
All right, we are back for hour number two.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the live cast. We have some great stuff planned.
We're not high enough just yet, Rob.
Oh, that's going to change in a few seconds.
Woo!
Oh, wow. No,
take my shirt off.
Yeah. Oh, get the weed. I mean, I don't care. I don't care anymore. I don't care. I already
that's
established
that's a nice shirt you wear. You look like a Daisy Duke from Dukes of Hazzard. Yeah. Very cute.
Yeah, I like it. Thanks, Darren.
Little straps. She's got like a... I don't know. I can't. It's red. It's red and white. That's very nice.
So, it's actually yellow. Like pink and red.
It's kind of dark in here.
Darren, are you colorblind?
No, it's dark in here, I just said.
Like the mood is dark?
Yeah, that too. That's always the case.
Cool. Well, momentarily, we're going to be premiering a new song parody.
Mm.
It's going to be huge. Huge!
Be all over the Napster and the Kazaa.
It's going to be number one on iTunes, on Spotify.
Do you think that our listeners even know about Kazaa?
Probably not. Well, when did that go under?
It went under like 2005.
Really?
So they were around.
They're all born in 2005.
Right.
Oh, not that young.
LimeWire and BearShare.
I think
LimeWire just recently went down. It's been up for a while.
I think probably they would know that because they'd be like probably 9 or 10 when Kazaa was around.
Yeah.
And that, using it heavily.
They don't have any money.
10?
What do you mean? Yeah, definitely. Why not?
You used a computer at 10?
Yeah.
I guess they didn't have computers back then.
I used the computer at 10. But also... like, kids nowadays use computers earlier than we did, too.
If they had an older sibling, that older sibling already had a computer.
Well, excluding Darren, we're like the bridge generation. Like, you know, we grew up with nothing, and then in our time of, like, being in high school,
that
switched over to, like, instant messenger.
It's so true.
Kind of shit.
And I tell my sister how lucky she is.
Well, I think I'm on the back end of the bridge generation, because, like, no, seriously, like when AIM was around, I was, like, probably 22.
When
so,
it started.
Cruising around your Model T and everything.
Yeah.
we should get to the song parody pretty soon.
Yeah.
We should stop pulling people's chains.
Okay. You want to type it up? Or?
Well, I think you should type it up, Darren.
No, I don't. I feel uncomfortable because I wrote the song, so someone else should do it.
Well, we all heard the song today for the very first time because Darren was very secretive with the lyrics. And we found it, or I personally found it, very hard to contain my laughter while the recording process was happening. This is going to be your new favorite song.
And I would also like to add that we are all going to hell for this.
Well, Darren mostly, because he wrote it. And
you didn't stop me, though.
I'm
we're the enablers.
We enjoyed it, so.
Yeah, you're right.
And everyone who's listening
will enjoy it, and thus go to hell.
Yes.
So I forget the name of the song.
It's called Stab the Jew. I don't give it away.
World premiere.
And what specifically is it about?
It's about that kid that we talked about, the Jewish kid, who got
abducted.
He got chopped up. By another
dismembered.
Jew.
Thank you. That's the word. Actually, I was
in Borough Park.
Right. No, was it in Borough Park?
Yeah.
Kensington.
I thought it was in Kensington.
Oh, whatever.
I think he was taken in Borough Park, but taken to Kensington.
So a religious Jew got chopped up, and Darren wrote a song about it.
Yes.
World premiere on the live cast.
Libby Kletsky, he was a little child. He could have grown up to be the best doctor or a lawyer, or he could have ran the best Kanishkan in all of Borough Park. It would have been so good. The mustard would have been so spicy. I want a Kanish now. Oh, this murderer ruined this child. He can't be a Jew. Puh, puh, puh. Boys into pieces.
Hey,
he's insane. That's what religion does.
Hey,
there's an arm sticking out of that dumpster.
Hey, said. Said but true. Tracked the clues, found the guy. Like the Lubavitcher CSI. Locked him up, made his movie cry. You know he said the truth. Stab the Jew. Jews got mad because he wasn't a black guy. Jews are pissed because he made Jews look bad. Couldn't he be at least half Puerto Rican? No! His name's Levi. Oy, I'm so ashamed. Rabbis yell, get the squeal. They push rookie buzzers when black guys steal. But when it's a Jew, they spaz for real. Sad but true. Oy, the pain. Oh, the hurt. Oy, the shame in Williamsburg. All the toys, I'm sure they heard. They know he stabbed a Jew. Stabbed a Jew.
That was phenomenal.
By the way, I agree with the chat saying that whoever worked on this, great production, not good production, great production.
Yeah, thank you, Alan.
Goodness, we had Bob Rock.
By Noah, Bob Rock, ever you are, who did the best
Knob Rock
job that she's done on any of our songs.
What?
So
Knob Rock.
What?
Rob said.
It was funnier than when Sid went, what?
Yeah. Huh?
It took you a second, Sid, but you got it.
No, I got it right away. I was just making sure that you're the one that said that.
You know something?
Like, really?
Super Nintendo Chalmers just said, finally, Noah contributes to something.
If only they knew
how much work I did behind the scenes.
Yeah, Noah's like a chicken with her head cut off. And whenever we're starting the show, she's like, oh my God, I got to do this and that.
With the condescending remarks.
What?
I'm allowed.
You want to air that? What did she say that was wrong?
Yeah, what did I say?
I don't know. I'm just, you're always very no-nonsense, you know, on everybody.
Yeah, I'm a little bit stern because yeah. I want to make sure everything's working properly.
I think she's like a frazzled, though. What are you going to say?
She's like the mom that never says I love you.
Oh,
yeah, that's true.
Tell Sid that you love him right now.
No.
See?
I tried.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. But you're not Noah.
Okay. Iron Sheik says Noah, we love you.
Oh.
But are you in love with her? Yeah. That's the question.
Yeah. That's the one that counts.
Is that more of a lust than a love, I would say, probably? They probably lust you.
Yeah, more lust.
Maybe
lust.
Some
yeah.
love.
I mean, they don't really know me.
Right.
Except for everything that I've expelled on the show.
Yeah, so they definitely know you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Stop the Jew. Now it's going to be stuck in my head. You're right.
I will never hear Sad But True the same way again after this. Ever.
Good.
Yeah.
That was my goal. Whenever I hear the Katy Perry song, I think of the cum lyrics, too.
Me, too. And yeah. then I start singing it, and people are like, what?
What? You ate cum? Want to come over?
I love how people on, because we posted the video on YouTube, well,
yeah.
the audio, and people are just like, what is this? He ate his own cum?
Well, there's an explanation in the description that he ate his own cum once, and we made fun of him.
Yeah.
And then he agreed to do a song about it.
But it's interesting to hear it from someone who didn't really hear it on the show.
Right.
Because, you know, they didn't read the description. There's
yeah.
Yeah, yeah, they're just like,
I'm on YouTube, what?
Yeah.
His due date has come.
Yeah.
And he liked it.
Yeah. Mm.
So anyway.
What else is going on?
We just aired a new song parody.
I think we should just play it again.
I think we should just play it for the rest of
yeah,
the
Yeah, for the rest of
we'll
the show.
We'll play it again at the end.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
I was talking to you on IMs about that song, Because I Got High.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we should totally talk about that.
And I was listening to it, like, you know, just in the background, I was doing something else, and I kind of started realizing that it's pretty fucked up, like, negative anti-weed song, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just weird how that became the pot national anthem. Like, every
well,
pothead.
Because they were all too stoned to pay attention to the lyrics. All they heard was the chorus.
That's what Rob said, yeah. like, they never got to the end.
Yeah,
but by the end, he's like, I lost my entire wife and kid and my
yeah.
house,
yeah.
and I'm
it
living in the
becomes a country song by the end.
And then they're like, ah, it's like, ah, fuck it, you know, whatever.
Yeah, the second to last verse is, I messed up my entire life because I got high.
Right.
I lost my kids and wife because I got high. Now I'm sleeping on the sidewalk, and I know why.
Because
yeah,
I got high.
Yeah,
because
I got high.
But also, he
because
gets beat up
high.
By the police because he like was.
No, that's because
that's
he was black.
Well,
yeah.
not only that, but here,
wow.
here, here.
No, it's not. He gets pulled over because he's black, but then he runs away from the police because he's not thinking straight because he got high.
Here we go. I wasn't gonna run from the cops,
right,
but
see?
I was high.
You know what?
I was gonna pull right over and stop, but I was high. Now I'm a paraplegic, and I know why.
He's paraplegic.
Because I got high.
Because of weed.
Because
well, now he
high.
Definitely has a reason yeah. to keep
this
that
could
high.
Be like a good like poetry jam, you know?
Poetry was, slam?
Poetry, you're right. Poetry
or
slam.
Jam.
Well,
it could be a jam.
Be a jam.
I suppose.
Or
it could
a jelly.
Duck jam poetry
it could be a
slam.
Rock and Jack b-ball jam.
Oh, I would DVR that so hard.
But I feel like now it's
Dan Cortez.
Like, it's like being black. It's like the N-word. It's like if you're a pothead, you're allowed to say that stuff. Like, oh, man, weed fucks me up. Like, I don't want to get up and do anything, and my life is miserable. But, like, if you're not a pothead and you say that about potheads, they become normal activists. Like, they'll turn into Willie Nelson.
Well, you could choose to become a pothead. If you're not born black, you can't
right,
become
I'm not,
black.
I'm
so.
Not saying it's this equal,
yeah.
but I'm saying there's the same thing where you can't
And
criticize.
Honestly, go on the subway. Everybody's allowed to say the N-word, apparently.
That's true.
Yeah, I realized that actually recently since we talked about that. Puerto Ricans and
oh my God,
Latinos.
It makes me so uncomfortable.
And white
now
kids.
Now I hear it all
they
the
say
time.
It way more than black people
yeah,
do.
Way more.
Nowadays.
So do white kids yeah. now. And Chinese.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yep, yep.
Oh, my God, I was on the bus today. Everything. Y'all, this nigga over there. I was talking to this nigga the other day. Oh, my God. They're Chinese.
And I'm like, every time it happens, I'm like looking around to see if there's any black people. And if why, and
hoping
why
that
they
there
are
some.
Angrier than I am.
I always look around hoping there's a black, old,
yeah.
like a 45-year-old
nobody
black
ever says
guy.
Anything. Or,
he'll just take his shoe off and like fucking boomerang it at this
something.
Stupid Chinese kid.
So weird.
Let's see if this caller we have on the line is a Chinese kid.
Or black.
Or the N-word.
It's a really weird number. I don't know what number this
565.
Is.
565. You're on the air.
Okay, now try.
Speak.
Are you there?
565. Caller.
Caller. You're on the air.
You're our only caller, so if you're a caller right now, say hello.
Great dismount.
Hello.
Ah,
there
yeah.
you go.
I was just about to James you.
What's up? What's your name and where are you from?
Did you say 565?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh
my You're
God.
Our
He's on
only
delay.
Caller.
He's on delay.
Oh well, actually, my real area code is 956, and it's me, Efren. I don't know if you guys remember me.
Oh, hey, what's up, Efren?
Of course we know.
What's up?
I've been calling this whole year because I was busy. So I've been listening to the whole time I missed out on.
Oh, really?
Podcast.
So give us a review.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Every day I've been just like listening to a live cast.
Well, first of all, let's ask, where did you leave off? Like, what was the last thing you heard?
Actually, the last week. So.
No, I mean before you stopped.
When you took your break, what was the last episode before your break?
I think it was in October.
Oh, geez,
wow.
Man.
You got a lot of work to do.
And
how many hours?
He already caught up.
He caught up
the
last week's one, yeah.
Yeah.
He skips all the talking parts.
Right for
just
the music
break. Do you listen to the music breaks?
Yes, I do.
Oh.
Wow.
Nice.
Oh, good.
So even the times that, like, Noah plays our stuff, you listen to that?
Especially those times.
Aww. Yeah. So then you skip the Sean ones.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you can like both.
Yeah.
And skip the Sean one.
Well, Sean's music breaks go by so fast that he doesn't even notice.
That's true.
I think
my birthday break was, what, 36 songs? That was nice.
Very nice. Cool. So what was your, what's like the most memorable thing now that you listen to pretty much, I don't know, like 40, 50 hours of Metal Injection live casting?
There's a lot. The reels bag,
it's about, yeah, 80.
The,
about it, the Doritos bag.
Did you get up to this yet?
Yeah, that one too. That one too.
I could not get this song out of my head all week.
or the Larry King one.
Oh, man.
Or the Rush Limbaugh.
Yes.
Mama.
You can tell it's like from his diaphragm. Like he's really putting an effort.
Does he still
into
have
that.
A diaphragm? It's made of oak tag.
I thought only women have diaphragms.
Let's hope his new wife does.
What? Everyone has a diaphragm.
No, I'm kidding. That's a bad joke.
Women
I take
can
it
have
back.
Two diaphragms.
What?
Wouldn't that be a biaphragm?
That's
prefix humor.
Great. So, Efren, do you think we've been improving as a live cast?
What are we being reviewed here? Come on.
Yeah, live review.
No, come on. No, we're great. Leave me dance.
Yeah, we don't need Efren.
Would you say the show's gotten more bueno or more malo?
Oh.
How dare you.
Can you repeat that question?
Say it in Spanish, Sid. Say the entire question in Spanish.
I can't. That I'm
kidding. Yeah, say it in Spanish.
Yeah, okay, would you say the live cast, would you want mas or no mas?
Mas or menos.
Corn or flour live cast.
Right, mas o menos, is there?
Mas o menos. It's more or less.
Yeah. I like mas.
Oh, 4 years of
it. Mas. He wants mas. Mas.
The funny thing
is he doesn't speak Spanish.
Efren, do you speak Espanol?
He's actually from the Czech Republic.
Yes, I do. That's why I speak at home. Anywhere else, I speak English.
Hey, I'll tell you a Spanish joke. You want to hear it?
Huh?
I want to hear.
I'm going to tell you a Spanish joke.
Just do it.
Okay.
¿En qué se parecen las matemáticas y una toalla?
No sé. ¿Qué?
En que la una se calcula y la otra se calculó.
I know, right?
So good.
I know, and now I'll translate that. So it means, what is the difference between mathematics and a towel?
What?
One calculates and the other dries your ass. But in Spanish, they sound the same, so it's a pun.
Aw, that's cute.
Which one dries your ass?
The calculator.
The math book. Yeah. Anyway. It's very boring for the listeners, I think. But
not unless they speak Spanish.
Right.
I agree with Hollywood Hogan in the chat when he says Sabado Gigante.
Sabado Gigante. You know, that guy who hosts that show is, that guy's Jewish.
What?
Yes. He's a German expatriate who lived and grew up in Argentina.
So
one, I don't know if it's Argentina, maybe Chile.
Portuguese? If it was Argentina? No, that's Brazil.
What's
right?
His yeah. What's his name?
Mario Katzenberger or something.
What?
Yeah,
what?
Something like that.
That's
his
ridiculous.
Name on the show is Don Francisco.
So. Oh, well done.
I think it's look up Don Francisco for me.
I think we need a little Negro Trueno. If you know what I'm saying.
A little what?
Black Thunder.
Okay.
Oh, was it Black Lightning?
Black Lightning.
Oops, I wasn't here last week.
Hold on.
I don't
know how to say lightning.
Let me put it in the Google Translate. Oh.
Yeah, good luck reading that, Rob.
Relampago Negro.
Relampago.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Say it again, Dan.
Do it, but in the Black Lightning voice.
Hey, this is a little Relampago Negro.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my
Ay,
God.
Dios so mio.
On the quiet storm.
Wait, what's the quiet storm in Spanish?
I don't even know how to...
Silencio something or other.
No.
La tormenta silencio.
Silenciosa. So Don Francisco, let me find his real name. Hold on. Sábado Gigante, if you don't know, is like a show on Saturday night. It's like 6 hours long, and it's like, it's kind of like American Idol, Price is Right, and every other, basically, every other show. It's like a game show with an audience participation, but also they have guests on, and it's like a variety show. They have singers on.
Everything
dancing,
on TV.
Yeah, everything. All shoved together. And so, it's been on for
my mom watches this show all the time, every Saturday.
Mario Luis Kreutzberger?
Kreutzberger
Blumenfeld.
Yeah.
Blumenfeld.
What the
so his parents were German. He was born in Chile, but he's like a German expatriate that they, I guess they ran away from World War II. Or no, he was born in 1940, so I guess not.
Isn't Carlos Mencia like covering up his non-Hispanic heritage too? Like as a fake name? What's his real name?
Ned Holness?
Ned Holness?
Yeah.
Really?
Or Eugene.
Is he even like 100% Latino?
I don't think he's... I think he's half.
Yeah.
And like half Hungarian or
he's,
something.
He's Ned Mencia.
Does he fake the accent?
His last name is Mencia. Ned Arnell Mencia.
Is that really true?
He's a Honduran-born American comedian.
Where did Carlos come from?
To make him sound more Mexican.
Yeah.
Wow. He is the 17th of 18 children.
Oh, Jesus.
But where'd you get this wholeness from?
I thought I heard that somewhere that that was...
Magdalena Mencia must have a very, very loose pussy.
That's true.
18 children. Jesus, Magdalena. Close those legs up. Oof.
Talking about a friend.
Like she had children for like 18 years straight. Like every year she had
a child. Do you think so?
She was just in a bed. The second one popped out. The husband climbed back on.
Yeah.
Like, work, bitch.
So
couple of times.
Here comes more seed.
By the time her youngest was born, her oldest could take care of it.
That's why they did it.
Yeah. It's like a little factory.
Circle of life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Rob, if you ever interview Carlos Mencia, you should ask him.
About?
His mom.
Where would Rob interview Carlos?
How loose his mom's pussy
I don't know, the Revolver Golden Gods
Could you step into her vagina like a potato sack race?
You guys are trying to one-up my song here and your offensiveness.
Carlos, quick cue. My head, do you think it fits in your mom's vagina?
Mm.
Well, she did have 18 kids.
Wait. She did have 18 kids. No, am I right? Point to camera. Magic smile.
And he decks you.
I think there's that retard voice or something. And yell something about building a wall. Right? Yeah. With the shtick.
Probably. Does he even do anything?
Does
like,
he have a shtick?
No, I think ever since that Joe Rogan business that he hasn't performed ever since.
Pretty soon the only interview Rob's going to be doing with Carlos Mencia is when Carlos Mencia sends in his resume because he wants to be like a host on Metal Injection. Like, come on, man. I can interview bands in L.A.
I'll
That's
be your
good.
Stunt double, man.
I could talk to Los Lonely Boys for you.
I'll dress like Metal Sinas.
Oh, he has his own podcast.
What?
Oh. Called Laughing and Living. No G's.
I got a great idea for a podcast. It's called the Power Hour.
Aww.
I just thought of it.
He's stealing my thing that I do.
I don't steal, man. I come up with all of my ideas myself.
Wow. The first sentence in his bio. Carlos Mencia, superstar / stand-up comedian, is undoubtedly one of today's most lauded entertainers and feared comics.
Rob, isn't that the same line that you have opening up your description?
He ripped off my bio.
Yeah.
No, he's sorry. A feared comedian. Other comedians fear that he's going to come into the club and
right,
hear their
yeah.
shit and steal it.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, that's totally
fear.
True.
I got a great idea. We should dress up as two Russian guys who are metalheads and drunk. That shit will be funny, man.
Whether it's men on the street interviews, studio comedy, commercial parodies, or nationwide sold-out tours, Mencia demonstrates an extraordinary ability to connect with a diverse audience.
Here's my next pitch, okay, man? You get a blonde wig. The guy is from Jersey, man. He's a guitar god, but he never plays the guitar, man. It's funny.
Turn into like Cheech and Chong.
Yeah. Is just ripping off Cheech and Chong.
I don't know. That's the only L.A. Mexican guy I can do.
Listen, it's as much of an impression when Darren does it as when Carlos Mencia does it. Neither one is authentic, so it's all right.
Truer words have never been spoken on a live cast.
Just like you ever seen that the early Larry the Cable Guy stand-up shit?
No.
Like a normal dude? No, he's a normal dude.
Why would I see that?
Like it's
I watched it for a second. I don't really care about his stand-up. He's terrible.
No. I wanted
more
to see
political
him,
back then?
Like the farce that he is now. I wanted to see like what he started.
Like Delta Farce?
Yes. No.
I see what I see.
Witless Protection?
Yeah.
Get her done.
All right. Well, Efren, thank you for calling in. And thank you
I actually had one question.
Sorry, we're out of time. No. I'm just kidding. What's your question?
Well, I've been thinking, like, when did you start, like, create Metal Injection? Like, what started it off?
We've talked about this before.
We created Metal Injection. Metal Injection officially started in January of 2004. Which is forever ago.
Was it January 04?
Yeah, well, we came up with the idea in like the summer of 03.
Oh, and then we made it happen. It took us a few months.
Yeah, the first episode aired because we started as a public access show. That's how we started because we were watching this other public access show.
That was similar, right?
And it was terrible.
Yeah. Was it just you and Frank or what was it?
No, Noah was there. Noah has been here from the beginning.
For a long time. Yeah.
From the beginning.
Yeah.
That was during while we were doing our radio show in Brooklyn College.
Yeah, while I was doing a radio show in college. And
where did the name come from?
From right up here, pointing to my head.
Yeah, actually, before I moved, I found a notepad with the like original notes that we took that day with like some names and like our goals.
Mm-hmm.
Have any of them been reached?
Well, yeah, the name.
We came up with a name. That was good.
And well, yeah, I mean, I guess some of it, like, because we wanted to interview bands and we wanted to go to festivals, and I think we've done that.
But also, one of the ideas was to do a weekly show.
Oh yeah, that's true. I forgot about that.
A weekly radio show. We were going to have a weekly, like, video show, a weekly radio show, and then
a magazine.
Well, yeah, that was like...
That was 2004. I mean, we didn't know
people
about
still read.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that's how... And then, yeah, here we are. So we started as like episodes.
Are you successful?
Are we successful? I mean, look at us.
No. I have a list of goals too, man. You know that Jewish kid that got chopped up? You guys should write a song about it, man.
Thanks, Carlos.
That almost sounds like a Mexican Randy Savage.
Ooh, yeah.
I like that.
Flour or corn tortilla, yeah.
That is disturbingly accurate.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Efren.
Oh, and one more thing.
Oh, another thing.
Can I be dismissed by James Hetfield?
Yeah.
You're about to.
Yeah,
well,
cut it off.
You have to answer this math equation. What is 5 minus 4?
Fuck.
How many James Fields are there in the world?
Everybody does that shtick, like they don't know the answer to 5.
That's because we don't really trick them. Do you remember when we actually tricked
them? Here's one. Here you go. Blank ton soup.
But you do that every time.
I know, but he hasn't heard it.
He's
listened
just
back. He's heard it more recently.
80 straight hours. All right,
bye, Afro. All right,
what
I
is
hung
the,
up on him.
What
I
is the...
He's gone.
Well, I'm going to ask him anyway. Call back.
Call back so we can
What
hang
is
up
the
like
Spanish it. Name for John?
One.
All right, quick reminder.
One.
Quick reminder to Juan out there. Our number is 646-929-1357.
Wait, what did you say?
646-929-1357.
Juan.
Camacero. Ideas.
Comma zero.
It's like NPR. That's what that is.
What, the comma zero?
Just
or the
that
whole
voice,
thing?
The delivery, the whole thing. That's NPR.
Yeah, we haven't had to listen to that in a while.
Porn for the blind.
Yeah, here it is.
Porn for the blind presents Big Sausage Pizza. This is a 35-second preview clip located at http://www.bigsausagepizza.com/playtrailer.php?NATS=MTM0DY6NJO2,0,0,0,0 &=(+1)/EP=251,9.
Do you ever like try to type in the web address?
The page's main banner displays a large kielbasa layered over a thin crust pepperoni pizza. Multiple taglines read, "Where every pizza includes a big sausage." Every pizza comes with a big tasty sausage, whether you ordered it or not.
Rape!
And we deliver. Scrolling down the page, pictures of various girls are shown reacting to the delivery man who is sitting on the couch giving a thumbs up to the camera.
That's enough.
Yeah. That just made me hungry.
Mm. Well, there's still pizza left, isn't there?
Oh, yeah.
Hungry for some sausage?
Not anymore.
For some sausage?
Not after you say it that way.
Some sausage?
Rob's going to be in the next Big Sausage Pizza clip.
That's right.
No, he'll be in the medium sausage pizza.
Oh,
the average
sausage
pizza
clip.
Or in the deep dish pizza.
Six slicer. Not the
eight. In the gigantic ass pizza clip, all right, Noah?
Balls deep dish pizza.
That's a good one.
But speaking of banging, I just got a text from my folks that my sister who called in on my birthday just went into contractions.
Oh.
Pump a kid out, hopefully.
Does that mean you need to leave?
What?
Do you want to go? Do you got to go?
No.
Can you get her on the line so we can
play
by play?
Let's see how she's doing.
Like she's gonna be panting.
On air, baby.
I will call her when the show's over. I'm gonna call her.
No, let's call her on air. Let's
not call.
Congratulate.
Her.
Congratulate.
Let's have Noah leave her a voicemail saying she wants to fuck her. It's like once that baby comes out of you, I
want
to be.
I
in
want
there.
That loose pussy.
I want to
wear
placenta.
It like a hat.
I'm so glad my folks didn't listen to this one.
Is this her first baby?
I'll make sure to Facebook skip to listen to the archive because I'll be like, these are some really sweet things about your family at around 1:42 in.
Just isolate it. Just leave it as a downloadable clip. Right. Make their lives easier.
You guys are buds on MySpace or on Facebook, right?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
If I had a top friends app, you would be at the top of my top friends.
You guys just poke each other a lot and everything?
Oh, so much poking.
Is there any chances that it's going to be like Don Francisco's parents where she climbed on Carlos Mencia? Where her husband climbs up on her right after the baby comes out.
How many kids is she planning to have? 18?
I think she would like 2. They have one already that's like a stepkid. He had a kid when they got married. So like two, so that's three
damaged
total.
Goods.
You could technically squeeze like 20 into an 18-year period if you start like after the
but
9 months.
She's already
months,
older.
Right?
She's already older. She's like 8 years older than me. I think she's like 34, 35.
So she has a good 16 years of
what took her
ovulating,
right?
I'm sure in a few more years, ready, so. The medical industry will figure out how to make women
well,
always
you know,
have kids.
Didn't someone just pump out a kid that was like 55 years old or something?
Yeah,
like 50,
that's what I'm saying.
My cousin's
old?
In her mid-40s and she just had a kid.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it gross. Retarded?
It's no. Gross, though.
You know what it is? It's all the growth hormones at McDonald's that are
yeah.
allowing
yeah.
that.
Yeah, oh,
happen.
Yeah.
The babies come out with big-ass tits or anything.
The babies come out after 3 weeks. After they clip the cord, they start hoeing.
This is a funny story. I don't think any of my relatives are listening, so it doesn't matter. She has this kid. And she's in her 40s. The guy she had the kid with, I think, is in his 50s. He's got, like, a son who's, like, 20.
Who is she to you now?
My cousin. My dad's sister's daughter.
All right.
But I never see – like, if I see her once a year, that's a lot. So there's, like, no real connection there. So, like, my mom will tell me stories about the kid. I'm like, I don't care at all. Stop talking because I don't know this kid. I don't care. But anyways, so they had, like – it's a Russian family, obviously, and they had a nanny, a live-in nanny. Who was like this 60-something-year-old Russian lady who just came from Russia and didn't have a place of her own, just lived there, watched the kid. The lady found some old boyfriend, went on a bender, dropped off the face of the earth, didn't come to get her shit, just gone. So they were like, they went a few weeks with no nanny. Wow. So my mom had to fill in, but it was just like, only Russian people, like, and they're like, I'm like, did you call the cops? And no, she got drunk and she just disappeared.
I shouldn't take the baby.
Well, I honestly, I don't think they care.
All of her
no.
shit is still at
yeah.
their place.
She never came to get. She just doesn't answer her phone. They don't know where to look
there?
For her.
Do they sell
there?
It?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Do they sell?
I don't know what they did, but
well, how did they not file a missing persons? Or, oh, is she illegal?
Yeah, I think. Yeah.
So let's get the fuck out of here,
Uncle Jews, loving your illegal people.
This bitch had a baby at 45 years old.
Really?
Probably deformed.
The 60-year-old woman is taking her job.
Not my job.
Well, somebody's job. Some American nanny's job. Although, really, what Russian woman would allow an American nanny in her household?
True.
Exactly.
The Cold War.
Most American nannies are girls in college, and they'll steal all your shit.
Cold War is not over as far as Russian people are concerned. That's all I have to say.
Rebuild that wall, please. I have some bricks. You can borrow them.
Wait.
From Danzig.
Danzig.
Yeah. I don't like Russians either.
What's the callbacks today?
Yeah. Damn commie.
Danzig, can you give out our number?
646-929-1357.
Hello.
What a romantic
seven.
What a romantic seven.
Well, we've got a moment. Let me just say that there's still room in the livecast fantasy football league. If anybody wants to get invited, just shoot me a private message and I'll invite you.
That's right. We have 11 teams now.
Yes.
I am in the fantasy league. I'm excited.
What? I want to be in it too. Then can you
nothing.
Just explain
you
it
really?
To me?
Wait, you've heard of football before?
Yeah. I watched football.
Okay. And Sid has told me also that we will be splitting the league.
Yeah,
I've
split it into two divisions.
Do I have to do math?
Is this for money yet?
No.
Oh, come on.
Go by colors. What
I
color of the
team?
Betting money and shit.
Wait, hold
oh,
on.
Yeah, but not
Sean. Football. Is there no MTV Fantasy Football League that you can join?
Yeah,
with
there
like
is.
John
and I did.
Norris?
I threw $5. I threw $5 into the pot. I'm in. But it's not like this one. It's like one of those ones where you like pick.
It's not fantasy football.
Right,
it's just
yeah.
picking
you
games.
You have to pick
yeah.
stuff.
Mm-hmm. I would pay money to do a football pool,
yeah,
like
exactly.
a
yeah.
pick team.
But we can't
yeah,
do
that
that's, with that's, listeners and collect. That's
really.
Yeah, that's what my work one is.
Why don't we do it with Bitcoin so no one will know?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
No, the
anyway, my
one is
team
that
is,
pool one that you're talking about.
My yeah. team name is Robba's Doobies.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Mine is Rockford Queef Eaters.
That's a good one.
I like Darren's team name.
OC Jew Menorah.
Yeah. That's a good one.
I'm going to go to a football game next year.
Oh,
or
who,
this year.
Who? Who's playing?
I don't know.
Are you going to do
wait,
it just to spite us?
Wait, yeah. hold on. Tell us five teams. There's a lot of teams.
You got the
so
Jets.
I know.
The Jets.
No.
The Giants.
Keep helping. Your sister's
no, okay.
helping.
The Jets, the Giants.
Uh-huh.
The Cowboys.
That's three.
The Patriots.
Oh, shit. Drum roll.
One more.
The Steelers.
Oh, my God.
Is that, no, that's five already.
The Jets and Giants should count. Let's see how many you get.
Keep going.
Try to make it to seven. Can you make it to seven?
Oh, man, this is a lot of pressure.
Don't look at her. Don't look at her.
The Dolphins.
Yeah.
No, no, she didn't tell me that one.
Where did the Dolphins
make a dolphin
play?
Miami.
What about my team?
Oh, wait. Oh, fuck. What are they
the
called?
The Chicago.
What's my team?
Bears.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very good.
Chicago Bears. That's already seven, isn't it?
Yeah, but we'll see how many you can get. We're curious.
How many teams are there?
There's 32.
Don't look at the chat because a bunch of idiots are just running
no,
team
I'm not.
Names.
They're not, actually. They haven't said
the
one.
Atlanta.
They only said one since she said
the bottom
name.
Three.
They said one. Oh, they said one new one. Yeah. Don't look. So cheating. Why can't
I'm
you
not just, cheating. She, how am I cheating? I can't read
hints.
Lips. Can't read lips. Damn it. What else is there a football team of?
The Atlanta...
The Falcons?
That doesn't count because she told
no,
you.
No, I knew the Falcons.
No, you didn't.
But Houston.
What?
Houston.
This is
Gizzard?
Gizzard! The Houston Gizzard!
Got it.
Give her the
Houston
name.
Gizzard.
That would be awesome.
What is it?
Texans. Houston Texans.
Oh, whatever. Close enough.
I liked when they were
so
the
yeah,
Oilers.
Message Sid something. And I
me?
Send you the invite. You, yeah. You,
well,
you.
I think I've proved my worth.
Did something
at worth.
The private message.
Yeah. That's
I'm going to have to at some point give you guys a tutorial on how to do the draft.
The tutorial?
It's
yeah.
pretty self-explanatory.
Not if you have no idea what sports are or who
oh,
any of the players
oh, Noah,
are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you meant the
for
listeners.
You, no, if you've done fantasy anything before, then you understand. But if you've never... if you don't even follow sports, then it's sort of...
Oh, I will say, when we did our draft, it really fucked me over because I was on the clock.
Oh, I know another one.
And I... Who?
Go ahead. The Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
Is that what Galit just told
no,
you?
No, I remembered it all on my own.
Okay. Congratulations.
And they won the Super Bowl.
Okay, thanks. We
okay,
can hear
that
her on the mic.
How many times have they won the Super Bowl?
Ooh.
Dun, dun. How many times have
she,
they won
she
the Super
bailed
Bowl?
On you. She's not helping anymore.
That's a total.
What was
question.
The answer? She said one.
Well, my sister is an expert.
Galit.
I don't know anything.
How many times have they won the Super Bowl? No, that's not actually true. They have
not accurate.
They have three, I think.
At least
they
three.
Won Super Bowl one and two. I know that.
And then they won once with Favre.
Oh, right.
And once with Aaron Rodgers.
Four.
Okay.
So you can believe it was wrong.
Whoa.
I'll send you an invite right now, Noah, and then we'll sign you up after the show.
All right.
Maybe we should get Noah's sister in the league.
Wait,
she
when is it
going to
be over?
Noah and her sister should be.
Oh,
yeah,
wait,
you could share
a
team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. I want to see Noah sink or swim by herself.
Oh, that could, come on. Not even fair.
She'll probably win. It's all
yeah,
luck
yeah,
anyway.
You see how she pulls out of like death or no death
yeah.
or shit, you know?
Well, she was looking at the reflection.
I think it'll happen.
I was not looking at the answer.
It's going to be. It's
well,
gonna
including
be.
The last game when I trounced everybody.
The AV orders.
The
Aviators.
Can we be the Gizzards? I like the Gizzards.
Houston Gizzards.
So we're doing a fantasy.
Yeah, no, she heard the whole
game.
Thing. She's been sitting here.
No, she's been watching South Park with her headphones on.
Yeah, I wasn't paying attention.
Oh.
But anyway.
Football teams for no reason?
I don't know. She has to list football teams, so I was just helping her.
I remember when we were on our old Brooklyn College radio show, your sister was on. She was about 12.
Oh, my God.
And she was doing the best.
Oh, my God. That was so long ago.
You did the best impression of a Russian, dopey Russian girl. And she was like, well, when me and my friends go to hang out, we go to Eaton Burger King.
Oh, no, that was my sister.
Oh, was that your sister?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, they kind of looked the same.
I don't think I did that.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That was a terrible story. I fucked it up completely. Erase that from the record. No, you were on, though, right?
Yeah, I was there.
She was there.
I don't think I
no, you came on the air. I'm sure you did. I remember.
It,
yeah, I just
I
mixed the two together. Oh, well.
Speaking of your sister, Sydney tells me that she's a fox. Is this true? Can you confirm or deny?
I guess I can confirm.
Didn't we show you her
never,
Facebook?
Seen, no.
Put her Facebook up on it.
No,
pull
I'm
it up on the, big, on the big board.
No.
Really? I can't see a photo?
She looks a little like Rob, strangely enough.
With a
really?
Wig? Is it like Rob with a wig?
I feel like there's no resemblance.
I think you can see how you're related, I would say. Not like your spitting
image.
Because
they're both brunette?
I don't
think
no,
like they have the
I don't
same.
Think she looks any... like maybe a little bit in the eyes, but not really. She doesn't.
I think she looks
if
like.
If Rob was a really pretty girl with massive tits, then that's what it would look like.
I don't think she has massive tits.
This is her default photo. This is all you're getting.
She's. Whoa.
Yeah. You could see how she related to Rob, right?
No, I don't.
Yeah, there you go. I don't see
But look, it's just like Patrick Swayze had a brother.
Is that spray-on tan or is that real tan?
I don't.
Come on, give us like one of the from her like South Beach vacation or something.
No.
She's got to have the typical swimsuit photos.
She was in Tight Magazine a few months ago.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Come on,
show magazine.
A few months
King
ago,
magazine?
I don't know. A few years ago, she's been through the ringer at this point.
Oh, How old is your sister? Does she listen to this?
No.
Oh, okay.
Thank goodness.
She is 22 now.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, she's young enough.
I remember, and one time we went to a New Year's Eve party, which is also like my birthday mixed with a New Year's Eve party. And she was there.
Oh, yeah,
and the last thing I remember was her holding three blunts in her hand. And she must have been like 16.
Darren, only one of those was a blunt.
Wait.
She was like 15 years younger than you.
There were
right?
no black
yeah.
people at this party. Come on, Sid.
And she has two in her mouth, one's in her hand, and she's like, it's your birthday, smoke this shit. Like she's passing it to me, and then like, I passed out right after that.
I do remember we smoked a ridiculous amount of weed at that party. I don't know. Like 4 years ago, 5 years ago.
No, way more than that.
Really?
I think it was like 2004.
No.
Pretty sure.
So she was like 13.
Right before we came up with the live cam.
And you were like 30?
She was not something like that, yeah.
Someone just got a G-chat message, by the way.
Oh.
I don't know who that was, but I heard the
Darren.
Yep.
Who was that?
That was me.
Who was messaging me?
Yeah.
David Verba. Who wants to do a rap collaboration with me.
Oh my God.
He wrote a song about Sarah Palin. And he asked me to write a verse so I could be featured on his song.
So you're going to be like his T-Pain?
Or
his yeah.
Lil Wayne?
Not T-Pain. I'm going to do a verse, though.
Okay. What's going to be your alias?
Drake.
Yeah.
I was going to do Dr. Dreidel, but that was already
taken.
Yeah,
so. Grand Matzah Flash. I don't know. I'll think it over.
Grand Matzah Flash. I get it.
But, Kelly's just used 3D, I guess.
Yeah.
Right.
I think you should.
Because then you can start referring to yourself as Three Dizzle.
Three Dizzle.
Yeah. You should start doing like a lot of Jewish themed rapping.
Well, it wouldn't all be Jewish themed. It would just be like.
Like Shofar So Good.
Yeah. So what? We could throw some different stuff in there. He also wanted to do. Well, I shouldn't give all this away because he's going to be releasing the songs. But
maybe he should release it on the live cast.
He's a pretty good rapper, though.
Is he white?
Yes. Jewish guy.
He looks just like he could be Rob's brother.
Who is he?
Rob's
brother. This guy we know.
But he can freestyle like a motherfucker?
I've never heard him.
I don't know about freestyle. Like, I know he writes all the stuff.
Oh, okay.
But maybe he can. I don't know. I'll play it for you after the show is over. Maybe you want to play a song on the air?
Let's do it.
Really?
I have to dig it up from my AIM logs because I don't have it saved.
Why don't you just go out with it?
You all have to. Like,
why don't you just ask him to call? And to just do it live.
Yeah, why don't you do that?
Yeah, fuck it. We'll do it live.
Well, we'll do it live. Oh, he's online?
Yeah, Rob is IMing.
Okay.
We're Facebook chatting.
Yeah, he linked me to some file. It was like a mega upload file or something. It wasn't on YouTube or anything. This is fascinating. IMing on the air.
We could just call him. Let's call him.
Yeah, okay. Call him on the air.
You can...
We'll give him some exposure.
All right, but why don't you talk until that happens? Because
so we're about to get my friend Dave Verba on the air, who is a...
He's a very funny guy.
...friend of mine that I've known since I was a child.
Really? That long? How'd you meet him?
We lived in the same neighborhood. He lived in Brighton.
Oh, okay.
And he was like... he was my only friend who had illegal cable. So I would go over to his house and watch paper.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 917-428-4215.
The current number.
No. Oh, wow.
Good friend.
Yeah.
He just went to voicemail. That's all. He turned his phone off probably when you told him we were going to call.
Okay.
Well, that's the end of that.
Well, how about we hype that up for next week and I'll ask him to give me a file to play. Now I can do that.
All right. I mean, I think we just hyped it enough.
Yeah. Do you want to like spin a towel around?
He said he's on the phone.
He's lying.
This could have been his chance.
It's all over. It's all over.
Tell him what we did for Chelsea Grin.
Ah, true.
Tell him.
Oh, we have another caller.
Oh, all right. Excellent. By the way, our number is 646-929-1357.
917, you're on the air.
Hello, Robert.
Okay, it is.
Oh, Mrs. Pantani. Hey, Mrs. Pantani.
I'm so late. I'm worried.
Rob, tell your mother it's okay. You'll be home soon.
I don't live at home anymore.
No, but that you'll be home. And you'll be
I'll be fine. I'll take a car service home. Don't worry, Mom.
Hey, Rob. I'd like to make a request.
Okay, what's that?
I'd like to talk to your mom.
No, that's not happening. That's not happening.
Hello, Robert.
We can't call her?
No, absolutely not.
What's up?
Darren was saying how he was going to do a guest verse one of your tracks.
Because you G-chatted me while I was on the air and it made a sound. So I said it was you, and then we started talking about how you rap.
Oh, yes, yes, I try to do that sometimes.
Do you want to give us something to play so we can give you some exposure on our show?
Or just spit some rhymes.
I'm uploading it as we speak. I just did the rehearsal for that Reddit song.
Oh, yeah, you wrote a song about Reddit. That's right.
I see.
But I wanted to play the, what was the other one you played me? The
Gucci?
Yeah, that one was good.
All right, it's on my it's on that site that I sent. You want me to give you a link?
Yeah.
Yes. Link Darren.
Well, it's going to play through
line. Porn right. For
or,
the blind.
I mean, you could just, yeah, link me, actually.
All right.
10 seconds, go. No, I'm just kidding. That's something else.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, there we go.
Where's the link? I don't see it.
I don't see my Facebook. Great. Too many.
Oh, what's going on? None of this is happening.
Oh boy.
This is great.
So just
there you go.
Dave, what's your MC Verba? Is your alias?
It's my temporary alias for the time being.
All right. So what track should I play on this?
The Gucci, or the Reddit, or whichever one you want. Which one would make you happy, Rob?
This better be so good.
Do the one about Reddit. All the dorks listen.
I thought the Gucci one. The Gucci one.
Where I don't know, like these file names. First of all, there's a Michelle Branch song. In
nice.
Everywhere, the big hit. Unbelievable.
Hey, he's a big Michelle Branch fan. Leave him alone.
There's Durr.
She's one of his influences.
There's Who Is. Is that about domain?
Wait, this isn't me.
What?
What?
Wait, Michelle Branch? That's not on my thing.
Isn't it? Oh, okay, I found it. I found the right one. Here we go. All right, let's do the Reddit one.
Okay, this is Reddit. I haven't heard this, so. After this, can we hear the song about Newegg.com?
I just literally recorded this. A minute ago.
Talk about Swap Tree later.
Nice. I'd rather do classmates.com.
A bunch of pimply kids with mental disorders. Psych! I mean 4chan. Redditor are the coolest nerds in the land. If you post an AMA, we'll know if you're faking. When we see each other, we scream narwhal bacon. Our politics, we keep it real. Unless you express conservative zeal. Reddit is where I get my news. If you don't know the rules, you'll get abused. I go on F7, U12 when I'm blue. Or R circle jerk when I got nothing to do. Reddit is where I get my news. If you don't know the rules, you'll get abused. I'm on F7, U12 when I'm blue. Or R circle jerk when I got nothing to do. Now I'ma do a bit of Reddit name dropping. So when you log on, you'll know what's popping. Our atheism is full of gangsters calling religious people out like pranksters. If you believe in God, better stay away. Otherwise they'll jump on you like a pack of strays. If you love to get high, just hit up our trees. Trees gone wild is like pot with double D's. Reddit is where I get my news. If you don't know the rules, you'll get abused. I go on F7, U12 when I'm blue. Or R circle jerk when I got nothing to do. Reddit is where I get my news. If you don't know the rules, you'll get abused.
Okay, that's sampling.
Okay.
That's
like
MC Verba.
That was funny.
What's Reddit?
It's a very crowd-specific song.
Yeah, that's why I was telling him to play the other one about fucking chicks. That's
so
more
put that one on.
Is it a Krayshawn cover? Gucci Gucci?
Yeah.
Or?
It's like the Jew version.
Nice. I like Krayshawn.
Gucci, Gucci, Louis, Louis, Fendi, Fendi, Prada. Simple bitches wear that shit so I feel feminata. Yeah, I hear you holler, asking for my dollars. You ain't getting shit, so best not even bother. Yeah, my name is Verba, and bitch, I'm like an animal. Fuck that pussy up so hard, you think I was mechanical. Verba is a fuck machine, smoking on that Cali green. When I roll up in the Bentley, bitches get wet in between the thighs. Kinky eyes, man, I'm blunted like a mallet. Slimier than any politician on the ballot. Verba styles become correct, keeping phony thugs in check. My words rip you off like bullets, bitch. Better hit the deck. Griminess got me here, so I ain't got no one to thank. Mac and
I think this is gonna go over really well with the metal crowd.
No, they're already tearing it up right now.
What? I love Krayshawn.
One guy said it sounds like Karl Rove rapping. Don't get too disappointed, because these are like metalheads that don't like rap at all. You said you're better than Shaq. That was a compliment.
Johnny's thinking.
Thank you.
I like Krayshawn, man.
You only like it because you met her, though.
No, that's beautiful,
yeah.
Why would I
go
up there and watch it if I didn't like it before,
though? Is it late?
Trying to get laid.
Hey, dude, I'm coming to you.
Pop star. I'm going to try to get laid.
Mess with me, you'd better have a deck with Chantal Bronson. Nah, son, just step back. You don't want none of this.
These kids meant that they're very impressionable girls in the crowd.
No, that's why I meant that these are
at my work. Conference room at my work.
It's MTV. They probably are impressionable.
Cool, like Henry Winkler. I thought you just met her hanging out in the corner or something.
Hey, it's you, right? You're that bitch. You're from the YouTube.
So, Dave, we have a live chat going on right now, and Taffer666 in the chat writes, I love rap and hip-hop. And then he writes, but this sucks.
Aw. He sounds sort of like Jumpman Pat.
Well, thanks, Rob. Thanks. Now I'm going to go home and cry.
You're not home already? Where are you?
I'm about standing outside and crying.
He's in the studio. He just
under the rain. I'm under the rain, being rained upon emotionally.
Actually, he's right in front of Rob's house, because when Rob gets home, he's going to beat the shit out of him.
He's on top of
Rob. Well, that too.
Oh, come on.
Are you implying that his sister is a loose woman?
Oh, what?
No, just that she's like missionary position. I don't know that. I mean, she's a very attractive young lady. Let's just say that.
What else would there be to say, Darren?
I think because he's implying that.
I think you're implying that he's implying.
I wish
really.
More
I think
like
Sid
Rob.
Was because he just said.
Listen,
he's on top of
her. There's only one person's sister here that we know gives it up, and it's Sean's because she's having a baby.
Right. Do we have an update on that? Can we call her, Sean? Come on.
Yeah, she said they're 6 minutes
dilated?
Apart, and so probably.
You can ask Noah.
Next,
so she's right
coming
here.
In like next hour or two. She's texting.
Male or female?
Let's make it a 3-hour live.
It's a boy.
Do we know the name?
No,
Sean Jr.
You haven't told me. No, that'd be weird.
That's why I said it.
Anyway, Dave, thanks Needle. For calling in. How can people check out
Thank
your...
Thank you, Rob. Thank you for all of this. This was wonderful.
If people
Don't
really...
talk over the host.
Yeah, if people really dig your dope rhymes, where can they check that chisel out?
They can't. Not yet, at least.
Oh, wow. That's like really
good
marketing.
They can just download this podcast. And put it on there.
Yes, they can listen to it on this podcast and never again anywhere else, because I'm about to commit suicide from all the mean comments that I've heard.
So if
I
you're...
told you one of them.
Oh.
What was that?
Nothing.
Anywho.
Anyway, it was nice talking to you, Rob.
What?
Oh.
And everybody else.
I think that was a backhand.
That was a backhanded thank you.
Yeah.
Clearly you must be not dressed.
I'm kidding.
I'm practicing the art.
All right, Dave. Have a good
one.
All
right, one. Later, dude. Peace.
Get him out of here.
You hang up. Good, he did. He listened. That was Darren's computer.
All right, well.
Okay, can we play our new song?
The new hit single that's trending on Twitter. It's not really trending on Twitter.
It will.
Hashtag, what is it? Stab a Jew?
Stab a Jew.
Because it happened already.
Hashtag stab a Jew. Let's get it going, people. This is the show. We will be back next week with a new show.
Mm-hmm.
Sean will not be here. So this might be the best show we've had in a while. No, I'm just kidding.
Maybe we can get Sean's significant other to fill
Vanessa should just fill in for you.
Oh, maybe I can.
Why are you so anxious to see her again? You like?
I think she should come and hang out.
I'm gonna try to get them to make out.
Did she bail on you on Tuesday? Are you pissed?
No, she didn't bail on me.
No,
I think it didn't work out.
High times or something.
No, it didn't work out.
I never made it out of the bedroom.
No.
Whoa.
You were supposed to keep that a secret.
Listen. Yes.
Why do I tell you anything?
Just faces locked in a 69, just dried together,
yeah.
Lips to lips.
It's like eye crust, but on their lips and labias.
Yep.
I think,
peel it off.
Which is, I think this podcast should end.
It's Darren's favorite
right
magazine.
Bloody
lips and
mess.
Anyway, we'll be back next week. Here it is once again. Our new hit single, Stabbed a Jew.
This Libby Kletsky, he was a little child. He could have grown up to be the best doctor or a lawyer, or he could have ran the best Kanishkan in all of Borough Park. It would have been so good. The mustard would have been so spicy. I want a Kanish now. Oh, this murderer ruined this child. He can't be a Jew. Puh, puh, puh. Boys into pieces.
Hey,
he's insane. That's what religion does.
Hey,
there's an arm sticking out of that dumpster.
Hey,
that's my son. Please call 911. Found the boy, made him dead. Ate his eyes on matzo bread. Made a dreidel from his head. Sad but true. Tracked the clues, found the guy, like the Lubavitch of CSI, locked him up, made his booby cry, you know he stabbed a Jew, stabbed a Jew. Because he wasn't a black guy. Jews are pissed because he made Jews look bad. Couldn't he be at least half Puerto Rican? No! His name's Levi. Boy, I'm so ashamed. Rabbis yell, get the squeal. They put shruggie buzzers when black guys feel. But when it's a Jew, they spat for real. Sad but true. Boy, the pain, oh, the hurt. Boy, the shame in Williamsburg. All the toys, I'm sure they heard. They know he stabbed a Jew. Stabbed a Jew.
long. Don't come back to our shore. You look thin. You should eat. Have a nose with a side of feet. Just don't mix dairy with your little boy meat. Sad but true. Now he'll pay for his sins. No more yarmulkes made of skin. Gonna be a Jethro Yid.